those things are fancier than they used to be.
Hmm.
Those things are fancier than they used to be.
We are here today in the home of Max and Francis Smallwood. We have Jim Stotts, who is the brother of Francis Smallwood. It is September the 25th, 2008. When I first came, you said you did not work in the fields alongside the braceros, but you said you did.
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me what kind of labor you did? You do the same kind of labor they did?
Yes. And the labor at that time was chopping cotton and picking cotton. And that's what they were brought here for through my dad, which is George Smallwood, and he was manager of the Huckabee Farms at that time. And in the 1940s, it was kind of late 40s, I guess. I can't remember exact date. My father, George Smallwood, and the Huckabee took two trailer trucks, empty trailer trucks, and they went to Texas. And they recruited about four families of Mexicans. They wasn't illegals. They were in Texas. And they brought them back to the Huckabee Farms, which was 2 miles north of Bowman, which is in Craighead County. And they built small little houses for them on the farm. And they lived in those houses. And they did the chop cotton and pick cotton was the first things that I remember, and I picked and chopped with them for a few years during that time.
You said they recruited families from Texas. How did they find families from Texas?
Well, they just went down there, and someone had told them families that might be able to go, and I don't remember who told them that. And but they was, when they got down there, they spent about a week, and they brought them back in those trailer trucks and a little bit of furniture, not much, but and the clothing and stuff like that. But that's the reason they went down there to get them, because they didn't have any laborers to take care of the farm, the picking and chopping of the cotton.
Where did they stay while they were here?
They built them a little bitty, what we called shotgun houses. They were small houses on the Huckabee farm, and that's where they lived at that time.
Okay. What did you do?
Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong. I think, well, they took a, what? What was that on? That
they took a ton and a half Dodge truck down there and picked up. Now, this is different from, he's talking about families. What we're talking about is the braceros that you're talking about. They went down there in a bob truck, ton and a half truck, and picked up, they contracted at the border with the Mexican official, picked up 25 Mexicans, brought them up here, and housed them on the farm in old World War II or World War I Army barracks that were brought into this area for that purpose. Even some of the school, Lake City High School, brought in some of those old army barracks for classrooms. And that's what we housed ours in. And the neighboring farm down the road from us also had 25 Mexicans, and they had the similar Mexican barracks that was brought in from, I don't know which, it might have been Fort Chaffee or one of the area forts, but they were old army barracks that were converted. They built bunk beds out of wood and filled them with cottonseed, and that's what the braceros slept on. And they kept them here only for the cotton harvest. They went down to Mexico and got them. When the harvest was over, they took them back. Each group usually had one person in there that was bilingual, and he did the interpretations, and also he would go, there was a Mexican consulate in Memphis. If they encountered any problems over here, they could contact the consulate in Memphis and air their gripes, and the consulate would act accordingly. Yeah. So there was some supervision over the braceros, other than just the farmers that went after them. They did have counsel here.
While they were here, did they have need to go to the Mexican consulate?
Yes, ma'am. I remember a couple of instances where there would be somebody that wasn't satisfied with the circumstances, and they appealed to them over there. But really, I don't remember any of the consequences. There wasn't any. I think maybe in the two or three years that we had them, maybe one of the braceros might have went back to Mexico, you know, because he was dissatisfied. But other than that, there was no incidents that I can remember.
We did get letters from some of them after they went back, mm-hmm. I remember. Mm-hmm. And to finish furnishing their needs, I remember Daddy used to go to the Army-Navy store and get blankets.
Yeah.
And, Jim, what did they...
They had little stoves, you know.
Yeah.
What do you call them, hot plates or
well,
little gas burners to cook on.
What would they eat?
Mexican food.
Or would they get the ingredients?
Well, they would go to town and get their flour, and they. I remember making the little flat cakes, you know, and I remember the, you know, I can remember the smell of the food cooking around there.
And he had to get the pots and pans and stuff that they needed to survive. Did they build them an outhouse out there? Or what
yes, but they didn't use it.
Okay.
You'd jump off the combine in the soybeans to fix your combine and you'd step in it.
Oh, me.
Why didn't they use the outhouse?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe it wasn't pleasant in there.
Well, with 25 at one time.
Yeah.
So
you're talking about an outdoor toilet with 25 people using it. I'm sure it was kind of rank in there.
Then on, they didn't have much. They didn't have any transportation. So, after work normally on a Saturday, they'd get trucks to come and bring them and take them to town and let them spend the day uptown. And then after getting close to nighttime, they'd bring them back out to the farms because Huckabee Farms was about 4 or 5 miles from Lake City, and they'd haul them up the city, let them spend the day, and at night they'd bring them back on Saturday night back to the farm.
Yeah, that's when they brought their provisions for the
yes.
week.
Mm-hmm.
What would they do in town?
They would just walk around town.
Go to the movies.
And go to movies. Some of them would drink beer. Mm-hmm. And then they would get their stuff that they would need for about a week because they would pay them on Friday. And then they'd spend a little money getting the stuff they need for next week before they came back home.
And a lot of them bought money orders to send back home to their families.
And I worked at a dry goods store during that time. Worked in the field during the week with them, except we weren't with them. When we were picking in the same field, they had the guys, those Mexicans on one side, mm-hmm. and had us on the other side because there was... there were quite a few women who worked there. And Daddy would go to town and get a truckload of kids, you know, to come down and help. But anyhow, it was interesting waiting on them at the dry goods store. Usually, they had the interpreter with them, but when they didn't, it wasn't really hard to, you know, tell. We learned to say whatever... let's see, we learned enough about numbers, you know, to tell them how much they owed, and that was about it. But it was interesting, really was, to deal with them.
Did you keep any of the letters that they sent you?
No. I guess Mother even thought about it, or Daddy.
Were they written in English?
No, they were written in Spanish.
I didn't remember
them. There were families that were living here permanently. Yeah, those that came from Texas just lived here permanently.
And they still live here.
And they still, yeah.
Some of their families still live here. The families that we brought in.
Okay.
They had one family that Mr. Huckabee had. Let's see, what was Tiger's last name? Trinidad. And he had some kids there who were really good cotton pickers. They had an old gal that could beat these guys picking cotton and just kill them.
If you've noticed on Nettleton Avenue, there's a Mexican guy that walks up and down. He lives out on Highway 18 about 10 miles east of here. He was one of the original families that came up here.
One that we brought in.
His dad's name was Tiger.
Yeah.
And he's probably 75 years old and still walks back and forth on Highway 18 every day.
Ruth Jane was telling me one day that, you know, we were discussing Tiger.
Domingo.
Domingo. And she said that her aunt, who's older than we were and was here at the time, said that he was in the Army. He went to the Army. And when he came back, you know, we think of him as not normal. But he was fine. He was normal before he went to the war. And then when he came back, he was that way. So, you know, I just thought, well, he was just a good worker, and that was it. But I didn't have any idea he had a background like that.
During that time, after we brought the family of Mexicans in here, they started, everybody loved Mexican food, so people would ask those people to come to their homes all around Lake City, Truman, all around the area, and cook Mexican food for them, and groups of people would get together as families and eat their Mexican food.
And
it went on for years that they did that for people.
Sounds delicious. What kind of stuff would they prepare?
Well, they would make you hot tamales if you brought them the corn shucks. Mm-hmm. But they fixed rice, beans, enchiladas, tacos. And that's all they ever prepared for us. But there was one family, the Kuehler family, Louis Kuehler, whose his wife and her daughters did that. And they were nice looking people, you know. And they were the ones who go to your home. And they started out working for Mr. Huckabee's wife as, you know, housekeepers, mm-hmm. and what have you, and then started cooking for them. And it just spread from there. Our sister married the Huckabee, one of the Huckabees, and she started using her as a babysitter. One of the girls is a babysitter. But Frances was the mother's name, and she and one of her daughters would always come. You go pick them up, bring them to the house. Oh, it's good. Really good.
Now, during bad weather, like on rainy days or whatever, and when they couldn't go in the field, what would the braceros do?
Well, that's an interesting question.
They would go to town. Our farm was only 2.5 miles out of town, so they could walk back and forth mm-hmm. as they wanted to. But, you know, they'd lay around the barracks and just take it easy. They didn't work when it was raining.
Did they get paid?
No.
When they worked, or is it just...
No, they got paid by the pound as they picked the cotton.
Okay. What about like medical care? If they were injured while in the field, what happened then?
Daddy took them to the doctor.
Yes, there was a doctor in Lake City at that time. At that time, there were two. And they would use them as needed.
Okay. Did they go to church in Lake City?
I don't recall.
I don't remember of any church that they went to at that time.
I think I remember occasionally one or two would come and sit in the church.
And what denomination? What church?
Well, we were Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those guys were Catholic. Mm-hmm.
And is there a Catholic church in Lake City?
No.
No.
Okay. I didn't think I'd seen one.
I wonder if the... It would be interesting to find out if the Catholic church here in Jonesboro did anything, any
mission
services
work
for them, or did any mission work.
I doubt if they had. They couldn't have been able to travel this far, I don't think, at that time.
Was the community as a whole accepting to the Braceros?
Glad to see them.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they had farmers had to have workers, and that's the only way that they could get them. And,
to get your property.
And, yes. So the farmers left the idea that they have them work.
And I don't remember anybody saying or hearing about any kind of illegal activities, you know, like stealing or
right.
stuff like that. I don't ever remember anybody hearing anybody complain about the Mexicans.
No, I don't either.
Or any kind of problems like that?
No,
no.
There weren't any at all that I know of.
They were well behaved.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Is there anything else y'all would like to add?
There are still. Who is the good looking boy? Lewis's boy? Domingo?
No.
Well, anyhow, there's one family I know of who lives in Truman, or used to live in Truman. I think they still do now. But they still live. Some of them still live around here, and
that's the families that was brought in. Families,
yeah.
Papa still.
Let's see, the three prominent families that we remember were the Keulers, and Monreals, and Tiger Trinidad's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's that guy's name that you see walking down there.
I spoke to him this summer. For this particular project, we were looking for braceros from Mexico, and since he's from Texas,
so
I took his information.
Was he okay?
Kind of, but
your phone number, because when I get to work and I start thinking about stuff, sometimes I can remember some. So, if you give me your phone number.
Okay. It's 870. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, I'm just giving it to you. I still have your phone number in my cell phone. I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up. I thank y'all for your time.
Yeah.